Chapter 15. No wrapping paper required. Who was it then? Lottie asks, her wand still pointing at Felix. Felix looks back and forth between her and her wand.
All right, he admits. It was me. Do you want to play karate, Crux? It's fun.
He waves it in front of her face. Lottie hesitates. She slowly lowers her wand. She looks suspiciously at the game. She shrugs.
Okay.
Okay? Really? Lottie offers Felix her hand, and to my surprise, Felix takes it. The two go sit at a table. I can see them playing what used to be Jonah's game. My brother pouts. I'm just happy she didn't turn Felix into a croc.
It's time for the Whifticles, Bree calls out.
All the fairies gather around. Jonah's pout turns into a smile.
I hope I get the things I asked for. Really, I hope I do.
I hope you do too, I say, especially the ones we need. The blue-haired fairy steps up.
Today, in honor of Jonah's 10th birthday,
I roll my eyes.
I bestow on him...
Wake up, Robin. Wake up, Robin.
The power to fly.
Seriously? Jonah cheers.
I wanted that. I really did. Here comes Super Jonah.
My brother stretches his arms in the air.
Should I try right now?
No, Jonah. We're kind of busy.
But I really want to try. Focus, Jonah.
Another fairy steps up.
Today, in honor of Jonah's 10th birthday.
Do they need to say that every time? It's enough already.
I bestow on him the ability to play the trumpet.
Huh?
That wasn't on my registry,
Jonah whispers.
They don't have to choose things from your registry, Bree reminds him. A registry is just your suggested list. They can give you whatever they want.
But we need them to choose the important stuff, I say, growing worried. And he doesn't even have a trumpet.
I can get one, Jonah muses. I'll add it to the list.
I whack his shoulder. Just stop. Lottie leaves Felix to play karate crocs by himself and steps up next. My mouth goes dry. What's she going to do?
On the occasion of Jonah's 10th birthday, I swallow.
Hard.
I grant him a new pair of socks. His have holes in them.
Socks?
Hooray! He can totally use new socks.
Jonah wiggles his toes.
I don't want new socks. Can Whifticles be exchanged?
No, just be glad it's not a curse, I hiss. The teeny tiny fairy steps up.
On the occasion of Jonah's 10th birthday,
blah, blah, blah,
I grant his request to allow Princess Brianna to sleep for 100 years and to be woken up by a prince.
I perk up. One of our real requests. Bree is going to go to sleep. Hooray! Everyone smiles, even Bree. Everyone except Tom. His face tightens and he looks like he's blinking back tears. He looks like his heart is breaking in two. Oh.
Oh! His heart is breaking in two. Tom loves Bree. He's not just her best friend. He loves her.
It's so obvious now. And it's such a shame. He's such a sweet and funny guy. And he's going to lose her any minute.
Should I lie down?
Bree asks, oblivious to Tom's feelings.
Is it going to happen right now?
Not this very second, the teeny tiny fairy says. All the Whifticles go into effect as soon as Jonah blows out the candles on his cake.
We have the cake, but I don't think we took out birthday candles.
Bree, where are the birthday candles?
I ask. She bites her lower lip.
We don't have any.
I motion around me. There must be some somewhere. Your parents have at least 7 of everything. She shakes her head.
They don't have any birthday candles. Trust me.
We don't celebrate birthdays in our family, just in case. Birthdays remind my parents of whifticles. We have no birthday candles. They're terrified of them. She buries her head in Tom's arm. What are we going to do? We don't have time to go buy them. We're doomed.
Think fast, I tell myself. Think fast. We'll just make them.
Yeah, we'll make them. How hard can that be?
Bree blinks.
We can't make birthday candles. At least, I can't make birthday candles.
Of course you can, Tom says, turning toward her. You can make anything you want. You're really creative. I remember the amazing towers you used to make with twigs and glue. You once built the entire royal court. It was really good, he says to me. She made mini roses and everything.
I was six, Bree says. I was just playing around.
I rub my hands together. We can do this. All we need is wax and string. I grab my brother by his pajama top. Jonah, run upstairs to the sewing contraption and get us some yarn for the wicks. Also, make sure Robin is still there. He salutes us and takes off. Bree stares out through the window.
Maybe we can take one of the bigger candles from Rose Abbey, melt it, and turn it into birthday candles.
Great idea! I cheer. We can do this! Hopefully. It actually sounds kind of complicated. A minute later, I hear Jonah call from a stair at the top of the tower.
Bree! Catch!
She catches the ball of yarn between her hands, and we run to Rose Abbey. Once inside, we quietly search for a big candle. We do not want her parents to hear us. That mini royal court replica I made took me months, Bree says. Still, I can't believe Tom remembers it. She picks up one of four orange candles from the fireplace mantel. How's this? Of course Tom remembers it, I say carefully. He's in love with you. Surprised, she drops the candle onto the ground. No, he isn't. I bend to pick it up. I'm pretty sure he is. 99% sure. Have you ever thought about marrying him instead of the prince? She shakes her head. No, he's not the guy I'm supposed to marry. He's a commoner. He's just the buddy I hang out with while I wait for my prince to come. But, Bree, you don't even know the prince. Why would you choose him over Tom? I don't get it. Why would you rather live 100 years from now when your life is so good right now? I'm not happy, Bree says, grabbing a pair of scissors. You heard Chasnay. The fairies didn't give me happiness. But I'll be happy in the future, when my real life starts. I motion around me at the paintings and vases and carpets. This is your real life. No, it isn't. This is just now. I still don't get it. Why are you so sure you'll be happy in the future? Because I'll have my prince, and there will be all kinds of cool stuff, like bikes and phones. Bikes, cell phones, and princes won't make you happy, I tell her. You have to make yourself happy. Her face is bright red. That's what I'm trying to do, she insists. I tried to prick my finger. Once I sleep for 100 years, I'll be happy. But you don't need to wait 100 years to be happy. Can't you see all the amazing things that you have right in front of you? I reach over and pluck a pink rose from a copper vase. Smell it! It's amazing! She shakes her head and pushes me away. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Why don't you go back to the party and make sure our brothers aren't messing anything up? I can make the birthday candles myself. She wants me to leave? But Bree, just go, she snaps. Tears prick my eyes. I didn't mean to upset her. But someone has to point out the truth to her if she's too blind to see it. I arrive back at the tower just as Chasnay is granting her wish.
This is the last one, Jonah tells me.
On the occasion of Jonah's 10th birthday, grumble, I bestow a magical portal that will take him, his sister, and her friend back home to Smithville. This magic portal will be a window.
Hooray! At least there are plenty of windows. Although, maybe there are too many windows? How will we know which is the right one?
Jonah is jumping on his toes.
Abby, we did it! They gave us all the important ones, even waking up Robin.
And I'm getting a puppy with magical powers! Super puppy!
And an invisibility cloak, which I didn't even ask for, but should have. Did you get candles?
Bree is making them, I say quietly.
He nods. Did you write my name on the cake?
No.
Shouldn't my cake say Happy Birthday, Jonah?
What was I supposed to write your name with? Ketchup? He licks his lips.
That would be the best birthday cake ever. Abby, look out the window.
Why? Which one? Is the portal home opening now?
No, he says, but I think I just saw a person coming toward us.
Who? Where? I finally see where he's pointing. In the rose garden outside, someone is walking toward us. It's the king.